Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Now, listen, I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and let's do this. And while you're grabbing your pen and your paper, I want to remind you all, let's continue to pray for the Ukraine. And I continue to pray for our sisters and brothers in Afghanistan and the Middle East. And for those of you who are outside the United States, we ask that you pray for us. Every country in this season is going through something. Amen. If it's not war, it's a spiritual war, it's a moral war. Amen. And we need to be lifting each other up in prayer. Because the Bible said one could cast 1,000 and 2,000, amen, and prayer moves heaven on earth. So we as believers are praying in the Holy Spirit, asking God to move on this earth, amen. And by this time, you probably have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and let's get to it, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We ask that you just come in this place and just have your way, Lord God. You take over right now in this study on today, because it's not by might or power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So we thank you right now that you're moving by your spirit on today, Lord God. We thank you because we know your word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword to the penetrating, even dividing the soul and spirit, joint and marrow, judging the attitudes and the intents of the heart, Lord God. So, Lord, we're coming together on one accord to lift up the name of Jesus and to study your word that we may know who we are in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We bless and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders, amen. I know it's been a while since we've been together, amen, but we're going to do what we always do. We're going to do a brief review of what we did last time we were together. So last time we were together, we talked about my mind is made up, and we talked about how your mind had to serve Jesus with your mind. We serve Jesus Christ with our minds, so our minds have to be sold out and made up to see the blessings of God work in our life. The reason that most people don't see the move of God in their life because they really don't have a made-up mind that they're trusting God wholeheartedly. They don't truly believe that Jesus Christ is Lord in their life. They are in a place where they're churchgoers, or they think it might be true. But God told us last time we were today, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Your mind has to be made up. Anything you'll see in life, once you make up your mind, there's nothing impossible that you can't do. And because the mind, hallelujah, controls your actions. So you have to have a made-up mind that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is, hallelujah, God. He came in the flesh, the living God, amen. And you got to believe that Jesus is real. You have to believe that all power belongs to God. You have to trust God wholeheartedly to see him move in your life. And so for those of you who did not listen to My Mind is Made Up, you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio on Truth Finders on our page, and you'll be able to listen to that whole message in its entirety. But on today, fellow truth finders, we're going to talk about fretting. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself. Amen. And we are going to start at Psalm 37. It's the 37 division of Psalms. And I'm going to read for you verses 1, 7, and 8. And it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. We're going to jump down to number 7 here. It said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. Verse 8 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And so here, when we look at fretting, I'm going to deal with the definition from the dictionary, from Webster Dictionary. And fret in the Webster Dictionary means to torment, irritate, annoy, or vex. And when we look at the word fret in the Hebrew, because we know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, so we have to see the meaning of what the author was saying when they wrote it. It's, for those of you who are keeping up and those of you who take notes, it is the Strong's Concordian number 2734. And get this, when I read this, fellow truth finders, this blew my mind. Because when I thought about fretting, I thought about the torment of being irritated, annoyed, and vexed, like the Webster Dictionary said. But when I got to the Hebrew Dictionary and read the word in its context that the author planned it to, it means to glow or grow warm, blaze up or anger, zeal, jealousy, be grieved, be hot, and kindle. And so when I was reading this, God let me know, don't get caught up. When he's in Psalms 37, verse 1, he said, don't get caught up in what others are doing or saying. It leads to envy, jealousy, grief, and anger. That thing, hallelujah. When I read that, I was like, oh, okay, Lord. He says, here, let's look at Proverbs 24 and 19. Let's switch over to the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs, chapter 24, and we're going to look at verse 19. Because God told us through the Psalms in 37, fret not thyself at any evildoers, or be envious against the workers of iniquity. Amen. And so God was like, you have to be careful of that. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 24, verse 19. It says, fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. And so a lot of times, women and men of God, to be honest with ourselves, we get mad because it looks like the enemy is prospering. Well, it looks like the evildoers are prospering, and those who are serving God and those who are not doing good are not prospering. But what happens when you fret, which is interesting, is we start to envy them or even be jealous because God is not punishing them for not serving him. Amen? And sometimes our heart is in the right place. Our mind is in the right place. We do. When we look at fretting in the New Testament, it looks like zeal. Zeal is, which is a great energy or enthusiasm, pursuit of a cause or an object. But in the Hebrew, we got going back to that Hebrew again, is jealousy and envy. And when we look in Greek, it's unfavor or jealous. And so when we look at fretting, what happens is we're living our lives, we're serving our Lord, we're doing everything unto the Lord, we're trying to walk upright against the Lord. With the Lord, and we look over to our neighbor who don't serve God, don't know the word of God, not trying to follow the word of God, say there is no God, has no fear of the Lord, and we're looking at them like, Lord, why are they prospering in this natural earth and I'm not? Why does everything work for them, but it's not working for me? And so what happens, hallelujah, we have a zeal for God. Like Paul warned us, let's look at Romans 10, 2 and 4. This really is going to make sense to you, because when the Holy Spirit showed it to me, I was like, oh, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. Amen. Let's look at, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 10. Because a lot of times, and we're going to read this, and I'm going to tell you something that the Holy Ghost really just revealed to me. And I thank God, truth finders, that God allows me to share my truth that he gives me through the Spirit of Truth with you. Amen. So you can see, hallelujah, and be have the revelation that God has given me when I was, studying for myself to show myself approved unto God. In Romans chapter 10, verses 2 through 4 says this, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto righteousness of God. But Christ is in the end of that law for righteousness to everyone that believes. And so Paul was trying to warn us about being fretting or be having zeal, but not according to knowledge. A lot of times, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of people don't want to come to the body of Christ or don't want to come to church, because we get in this pattern of being self-righteous. We tell people, you know, you're supposed to do this. You're a heathen because you're not doing X, Y, and Z. But Jesus told him, who you judge another man's servant? That's my servant. I deal with them. You only worry about what you're doing. Amen. And so Paul warned us in Romans 10:2-4, the problem is fretting and zeal can cause you to miss what God has for you. When I tell you, fellow truth finders, this is a dangerous place to be in, because in your mind you're thinking, look at Paul. Let's look at Paul's life as a whole. He thought when he was Saul, he thought he was serving God. He was killing Christians, those who were proclaiming to be Christ-like, those who walk with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He was killing them because in his mind, his zeal was, I'm helping God. I'm serving God with everything I have. And so, hallelujah. And so when he met Jesus on that Damascus road, what he found out was, what I thought was God is not God. The one thing you have to remember, all power belongs to God. In Psalms, he said, twice have I heard this, all power belongs to God, and all things work together for the good of them that love God as a call according to his purpose, not our purpose. So sometimes when we're looking at things or we're looking at situations, God's thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are just not our ways. We don't understand what God is doing, but that's what he told us, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me as God, and I will direct your path. You have to be in a place, hallelujah, that you look solely at God, amen. Let's look at, because what's happening is we're talking about fretting, we're talking about zeal, we're talking about a place where you're, you know, to be honest with yourself, you are angry because it looks like God is allowing someone who's not godly or your enemy to prosper, and you're not prospering, but you're doing everything you can to God. You're giving God everything you have. And so let's look at what happens when you fret or zeal. Let's look at Numbers. Let's go over, flip over to Numbers. Amen. Old Testament for my new saints. Numbers chapter 20, and I'm going to read for you verses 1 through 12. And it says this. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, unto the desert of Zin. The first month, the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode. When we look at the word chode here, it means contended with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? Wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place for seed or figs or vines or pomegranate, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their face, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather the assembly together, and thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. It said, look at this, give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them what out, water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebellious, must ye fetch your water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod and smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron. He said, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I give unto thee. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel struggled with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent message for Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus said, they brought Israel, thou knowest all the travail that has fallen us. And so when we look back at that, and I'm not going to read all the way to 19 right now, but Moses gave his whole life serving God. He spent the first 40 years in Egypt, in the palace. He spent the next 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. And God revealed himself to him, and God chose him to bring his people out of Egypt. And God chose him, and he sent them to Egypt and brought them out of Egypt. And God showed them over and over and over again that he was their God. He split the, hallelujah, he, hallelujah, Jesus, he split the sea in half so they could walk on dry ground, and when the Egyptians tried, they drowned. Amen. He rained bread from heaven. Bread came down from heaven, and they were able to eat and make bread and eat there. God had did all these miraculous things for them, and the people still complained here. People still kept talking about going back to Egypt. People kept saying how great it was in Egypt, in Lodabar, in that dry place, in that place where they were slaves. Even though every single day God was showing them who he was, he was showing them that he was God, and besides him there is no other. He was showing them that they were his people, and he were their God. Amen. And he had chose a well leader, a leader who served him wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. It took to take the people over. But when we get to Numbers chapter 20, and they start complaining about not having water after God did all of that, and in their mind at this point you're saying to yourself, you would think that they would know that God is able because he has done it so many times and they've seen it with their own eyes, but they did not. They complained to Moses and Aaron. And Aaron went back to God and prayed, and God said, go ahead and speak to the rock, and the water will come out, and I'm going to give them water. But this is where the problem came in. This is where fretting and zeal happens. So now Moses is mad. And so instead of him speaking to the rock, he struck the rock with a rock. And God said to him, wait a minute. All this time, you all have been striving. You've been a gracious leader, and we've been striving to lead my people into the promised land. But since you didn't obey me in this situation, you got mad at the people. Instead of keeping your eyes on me, you got mad at the people murmuring and complaining, but at the end of the day, they're my people, and I deal with those people. You're just the leader that I chose to lead them. But since you couldn't, hallelujah, since you could not obey them, you could not obey me when I told you to speak to the rock, but you got angry with your zeal and you fretting, and you got mad and you glowed, hallelujah, like we say in Hebrew, he got mad and zeal and jealousy and was grieved because of their permanent complaining. He hit the rock. And so now Moses spent his whole life trying to get the children of Israel to the promised land. I let him see the promised land, but he was never able to enjoy it, and he was never able to go over into it. And it was all because he did not trust God enough to deal with his people. He let the murmuring and the complaining of the people take him out of the blessings God had for him. And that's what God is saying to us. Don't look to the left. The Bible said don't look to the left, but don't look to the right. But keep your eyes just stayed on me. I'm your God. I'm your God. I don't care what other people are doing. What are you doing? When people stand before me, it's going to be you and you alone standing up for judgment. It's not going to be your neighbor, your enemy, or anybody else standing with you. It's going to be you and you alone. And so God's saying, don't get caught up in what people are saying. Don't be caught up in what they're doing. Don't get caught up if it's right or wrong. It's not your concern. Your concern is doing what God told you to do. He told us to believe, trust, and obey. Believe, trust, and obey. That's what he told us to do. He told Moses, believe me, trust me, and obey me. And he did not do that third part, and he missed the promised land. And so you're saying to myself, how do I avoid fretting or having zeal for God that will make me miss God? Amen. Let's go back to the book of wisdom. Let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 24. Let's go back over there. Because in this book that Solomon wrote, He gave us a tip here. Proverbs chapter 24, verse. Now let's go, because at first you read 24:19, it says, fret not thyself. Now we're going to move down to Proverbs chapter 24, and we're going to look at verse 21, because what Solomon is giving us, he's giving us wisdom on how to get past fretting. Because he told us in 19, fret not thyself because of evildoers or evil men, or neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, neither be thou envious at the wicked. But when we get down to 21, he say, my son, fear thou the Lord and the king. Amen. And he says, meddle, when we look at meddle in here, don't associate yourself with them that are given to change. Change here means rebellion. And so the first thing that's going to keep us from fretting or having a zeal of God that allow us to miss God is, number one, we're going to fear the Lord, and we're not going to associate with them that are rebellious. A lot of times we think that we can change people, or we think that we can give them God and they're going to change, but it's not going to happen. And so you have to be in a place where you have to just step back and let God be God in people's life. One thing that freed me years ago, in Psalms 92, God said, wait a minute. The psalmist say, you know why the wicked rise up to power? That they may be destroyed forever. Sin has to come to an end. God has to let them go all the way up so he can bring them completely down, that you won't see them anymore. And so you have to get to a place that you can't look at what people are saying or can't look at what people are doing. God is saying, what are you doing? What are you saying? How are you? You're responsible for developing the fruit in your life. You're responsible for studying to show yourself approved unto God, a labor that needed not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy. Amen. You're responsible for that. And so God say, first, fear the Lord, because the difference between them and me is I'm too scared. Hallelujah. But the fear of the Lord stops me from doing things that I know that God does not like. It stops me from lying. It stops me from cheating. It stops me from doing those things that might make me prosperous in this world, but will cause me to miss God in the next life and cause me to go to hell and not see my maker in heaven. Amen. And so the first thing you have to do to stop you from fretting and zealing is, first, fear the Lord and just don't associate. Don't even get in with them. Don't. God is doing a work in them just like he's doing a work in you. You have to understand God is always in control. He's doing a work in you, and he's doing a work in them. Amen. He's doing a work unto him. Amen. And he's doing a work unto Satan, where he may destroy them forever. Amen. But you have to understand that that's not your concern. What they're doing is just not your concern. Amen. Number two, to stop from fretting or zeal, trust in the Lord. Psalms 37, and we're going to be in Psalms quite a bit, because when Psalms, you know, when David wrote, Psalms, let me make sure before I say that, yeah, when David wrote Psalms 37, he was trying to help us out. He told us, in one, fret not thyself of evildoers, amen. So number two, to keep ourselves from fretting or having zeal, but not according to knowledge of God, amen, we said trust in the Lord. Psalms 37:3 say, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. If you just trust in the Lord, God, and you're going to do, he say, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God will take care of you. You don't have to worry about what substance somebody else has. When you trust in the God, when you trust in the Lord, your God, and who, hallelujah, and who he is, you're going to see he's going to always, God's going to be Jehovah Jireh always for you. He's going to always provide for you. You don't have to look at what nobody else has. God's going to give you. What God has for you is for you. All you have to do is trust him. And when you trust God wholeheartedly, you won't fret or have a zeal. You don't have a problem with what other people are doing. Because in your mind, you're thinking, yeah, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Number three says, hallelujah. He said, first, we're going to fear the Lord and don't associate ourselves with those who are rebellious. Number two, we're trusting in the Lord, amen, according to Psalms 37:3. Number three, we're going to delight thyself also in the Lord, Psalms 37:4. David told us this, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. So now you don't have to be fretful, or you don't have to be, hallelujah, zeal, looking at what God is doing in somebody else's life. When you delight thyself in the Lord, everything your heart desires, That's the will of God. He will do to you. He will give to you. If you desire to be an entrepreneur, he'll give you a business. If you desire to have children, he'll give you those children. You don't have to look at what your neighbor's doing. You don't have to look at what somebody else is happening, what God is doing in their life, because you'll be so laser focused on your life because you will have the joy of the Lord. And so to keep yourself from fretting, you have to first trust in the Lord. You have to delight thyself in the Lord. You have to have the fear of the Lord. And number four, you have to commit thy ways, according to Psalms 37:5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. When we look at commit, according to Psalms 37:5, that means roll over to. Roll everything you have into God. Give God your mind, body, and soul. Give him everything you have. Serve him with everything you have. Then you won't be fretful. You won't be worrying. You won't be tormented. You won't be vexed or annoyed or irritated because you're trusting in the Lord, you're delighting in the Lord, you're committing everything you have to the Lord, and you won't be in a place where you're looking at what other people have. Number five, rest in the Lord, Psalms 37:7. So he told us to trust in the Lord, delight thyself in the Lord, roll over into the Lord. Now, number seven, he said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And then even there he says, fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because the man who brings wicked devices to pass. You have to rest in the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you wait on God, and we talked about this before here on Truth Finders, there is power in your wait. When you wait, God puts everything in order. So when you rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, you don't have to worry about God giving that dope dealer on the corner down the street from your house when you and your family worked hard and God gave you that house, and then you look down the street and somebody who's illegal and doing something that he shouldn't be doing or stealing and lying got the house. You don't have to worry about that because you're resting on the Lord knowing that God going to do it for you every time. And you will have it in peace. The blessings of the Lord are going to make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. And number six, which we already talked about, wait patiently for the Lord. And so we ask, how do we avoid fretting or having zeal for God? We said, for one, we're going to fear the Lord. We're not going to associate ourselves with the rebellious people, those people who are talking about there ain't no God and stuff like that, thinking we're going to convert them. No, just get away from them. Because people like that would destroy your faith. Amen. They would that's how fretting sometimes grows, because we're in our mind, we think we're helping somebody or we're going to get them to Jesus. But we don't get people to Jesus. We don't save people. God comes and gets his people. Amen. God is not lost. We are. Amen. And so we said, how do we, hallelujah, avoid fretting or having a zeal? Amen. First, we're going to fear the Lord. We're not going to associate with the rebellious. Just step back and do you. Be with God. Amen. Number two, we said we're going to trust in the Lord, according to Psalms 37:3. We're going to number three, delight thyself in the Lord, according to Psalms 37:4. We're going to commit or roll our whole life into the way of the Lord, according to Psalms 37:5. Number five, we're going to rest in the Lord, according to Psalms 37:7. And number six, we're going to wait on the Lord, according to Psalms 37:7 as well. You can't control or fix anything someone else is doing anyway. So you might as well just do you. Do what God is telling you to do. Understand God is in control. He knows and sees all. Let's get over for our final scripture in Galatians 6:9. And let me get over there because our time is running down. Amen. Galatians 6:9 says this. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I thank you all for joining us on today. Amen. I thank you for the word of God that you allow me to bring forth and listen. It's the truth that sets you free. God bless you and just have an awesome day. Amen.